Okay, Sean Rabosa, today's daf is Pesach of Daf Tzadi Hey, and we are here at the Mishnah, at the top of Tzadi Hey Amud Aleph. And again, as usual, our shir is Bishos Rafu Shalim, before Nomi, Meir Abbas Shan Rafu Rezel, and for Shir Abbas Tvar Aleash, both of them should see Rafu Shalim Abbekarov. Okay, we are here at the Mishnah again. We're talking about Pesach Sheni, and today we're going to talk about things that the Pesach Sheni has in common with Pesach Rishon, and the ways that it is different than Pesach Rishon. So let's see the Mishnah. Ma bein Pesach Rish HaRishon L'Sheni. What is the differences between the first Pesach, regular Pesach, and the Korban Pesach Sheni, if you do it on in ER? So HaRishon Asur Bal Yerba Yimatzei, right? On regular Pesach Rishon, so then obviously you can't have chametz in your house. But HaSheni, chametz u'matzah imo b'mayis, right? You are allowed to have chametz with you. Obviously, there's no Isser Chametz. HaRishon Ta'on Halal B'Achiloso, V'Hasheni Eino Ta'on Halal B'Achiloso. Right, Pesach Rishon, the Korban Pesach Rishon, has to be eaten with Halal while you're eating it, right? That's what we do with the Haggadah. But the second one is not. There's no such requirement. However, Zevizet Ta'on Halal B'Asiyosan. Both of them require halal when they are being done, which basically the Gemara explains it. When they're being shechted, there is a halal in the base of HaMikdash, which is being said while the Korban Pesach are being shechted. That applies also to Pesach Sheni. V'nechol and Sli, both of them have to be roasted. Al matzah umrorin, right? You have to eat both of them with matzah and maror. V'dochen is a Shabbos, and both of them will be doche Shabbos, right, if they fell out on Shabbos. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan with other Braisa. Now, all of these similarities, the halachos, the Gemara is about to darshan out from Psukim. And there are a bunch of Psukim that are available to us. Just to quote a couple of them, I have written, let's see, in the Chumash over here, yeah. So again, this is in Bamidbar, Perek Tes, Pasuk Gid Aleph. B'chodesh Hasheni Barba, Asar Yom, Bein Harbaim, Yasu Oso, Al Matzos Rom Rorim Yochlu, talking about Pesach Sheni, right? You do it on the 14th of Iyar, right, towards the evening. Do it, again, Al Matzos Rom Rorim Yochlu is going to be important, right? Eat it with Matzah and Mar. Lo Yashiru Menu Ad Boker, you can't leave it over to the next day. Uve Etzem Lo Ziyish Beruvo, you can't break a bone. K'chol Chukas HaPesach Yasu, also, like all of the laws of the Korban Pesach, you should do it. Now, a lot of those halakos are going to be either limiting or including, and we're going to see, and the Gemara is going to use that, basically a bunch of different parts of that, those two psukim, to figure out the halakos that we quoted in the Mishnah. So, Tana Rabbanan with another Pesach. K'chol chukas ha-pesach yasu, so you should do everything. You should do oso, Rashi says, mashmo begufo, meaning the guf, the actual lamb or the sheep or whatever you're being you're shechting, all the halachos that apply to the actual body of the korban is shayach in Pesach Sheni, and that's what the Gemara says. Right, but mitzvah shebagufo kasa medaber. The pasuk is saying that you should keep the same halachos Pesach Sheni like you do Pesach Rishon with the mitzvos and the guf and the actual body of the korban. Mitzvah she'al gufo minayin. How do you know that you have a mitzvah that's on the guf is also included? What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Can you go on matzah and mar, like eating the Korban Pesach with matzah and mar." Shein dvar mecherim uboin choven lo uboin chov. Right, meaning that these are other items; they're outside the actual guf of the korban, but they're al gufo. They're along; they accompany; they happen along with the korban as well. How do you know those mitzvos are included as well? Talmud Lomar, that's what the pasuk says. Al matzah is merorim yuchluhu. Right, you should eat them with matzah and mar. Yachala, feel the mitzvos shalo al gufo. You might have thought that there are mitzvos that are not related to the actual guf of the korban should also be included and adopted and observed on Pesach Sheni. What's an example of that? So you have the Gerashi, kigon hashvas asor, like the isser of not having chametz. Right? Right? There's nothing to do with Korban Pesach, but maybe you might have thought that you would also not allow to have chametz in your house on the 14th of Iyar. I think the wives and the mothers would go nuts, but okay. But it's Tamalo, is therefore the pasuk says, "Be'asem lo sish beruvo." Right, you can't break a bone in the Korban Pesach. Mashvir says that's a miuchad mitzvah shebegufo. But just like breaking a bone is shayach to the actual body of the korban itself, af kol mitzvah shebegufo, so too, anything that we're going to include in Pesach Sheni needs to be related to the body of the korban. So Isi ben Yehuda, Omer Isi ben Yehuda says, no, you don't need all of those psukim. You got one pasuk that teaches me all this stuff. Ya'asu oso, right? What does the pasuk say? Kol chukas haPesach, ya'asu oso. You should do it. Right? But mitzvah shebeguzo, begufo to kazu medaber. I mean, we're just talking about, well, you don't need all these fancy, this pasuk, that pasuk. That's one pasuk, right? Ya'asu oso, you should do it. All the mitzvahs that are shayach to the guf of the korban, right? If you look at Rashi, right, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Eino tzorich lo yishberu lekach. You don't need to bring me another pasuk for this. El limud acher. You can use that pasuk for a different limud. As we'll see in a second, right? And again, if you see Ben Yehuda uses Yasu Oso to teach me all the things we just learned above, so obviously those three psukim that we quoted, well, at least right, that's the end of the first pasuk, but all the psukim we quoted above are available to teach other things. Okay, fine. So now we're going to analyze and break down this brisa that we just quoted. So Amar Mar, it was said, right, that in our brisa that Yachol Af Mitzvah Shalo Al Gufo, right? You might have thought that we would include a mitzvah that's not Shaykh the Korban Pesach, like the Isser of having chametz, right? You might have thought that that's also Isser on Pesach Sheni, therefore not. So Gemara says, Amarta mitzvah shebeguso, begufo kaz of a davar. What do you mean? Why would you even have that chavmina? Well, you just told me, right? What does the pasuk say? Kechol chukvasa Pesach yos, yasu oso. All the mitzvahs that are Shaykh to the guf of Korban are Shaykh on Pesach Sheni. Why would you even have a chavmina that chametz is Shaykh here at all? It has nothing to do with the Korban Pesach Sheni. So Gemara says, "How come?" This is what we really would have thought. Hashta damarta al matzos from Merum Yochluhu. Now that you have the other pasuk, the second pasuk of you have to eat it with matzah and mar, alma yasu oso lavdafka. Apparently, you see that what does it mean? What is yasu oso? Right, the pasuk of do all of the halachos of korban pesach yasu oso. You should do to it to the gufa korban. Well, that's clearly lavdafka. That's not specific because then the pasuk says you should eat it with matzah and mar, which is not necessarily related to the exact Korban Pesach itself, right, to the body of the Korban. So Ema, so maybe you might have thought that Havalika Pradu Klal, that it's a, like a Pradu Klal. What's the rule of a Pradu Klal? Right, we say every morning in Rabbi Yishmael, but what is a Pradu Klal? Basically, if you have a Prat, and then you have a Klal, if you have a specific example, then a general rule, basically that includes many other things that are not specific, that are not similar to the example given in the pasuk. So you might have thought that you have a prada klal over here, but not said klal, mostly pala prad. You would add all of these other halachos to the example, afilu kol milinami, and anything else that's you know, associated with Pesach. So kamash balas, therefore, we learn that that is not the case. Isi ben Yehuda hai etzem mayim bayalei. My Avid Lay. So okay, so now again, if Isi ben Yehuda used the pasuk of Yasu Oso to teach me that's all shayach to the Gufa Korban and nothing else, so therefore what does it use the pasuk of Etzem L'Sish Beruvo, right? Again, the Tanakama had used that pasuk to teach me that it has to be a mitzvah Sheba Gufo, because we had the pasuk of Al Matzah Shemora Melchluhu, you might have thought that it includes other things. So therefore the pasuk says Etzem L'Sish Beruvo, right? And it's only shayach the mitzvah is like not breaking a bone, right? The only things that are shaykh to the gufa korban. Isi ben Yehuda said you don't even need that. So what does he use that pasuk for? So he holds that you're not allowed to break any type of bone, regardless of whether it has marrow inside of it. For Rabbanan hai yasu oso my avdile. So okay, so what are the Rabbanan? What does the Tanakhama use with Isi? Oh, by the way, just before we get to that, right? If you there were two psukim there. Right, if you remember, right, if you look at Tosos, Rashi says also very uncharacteristic, like Rashi, of the Timiali, right, Rashi says, it's very strange to me, right, in Dibur Maskel, my Avile, right, Amai lo boy nami lo yashiru. Right, again, we had a couple psukim, where we had Vesel Nesish Bruvo, Amazos Ramurim Yochlu, Kachok Kukasa Pesach Yasu Oso, and the Pazik also says, we didn't quote it up top, and says, lo yashiru menu abuker, you can't leave it over to the next morning. Well, if you don't need that Pazik, right, why does he... Right. What does he do with that? What does he do with that? Right. Both Rashi and Tosfos wonder, you know, if again, why did the Gemara ask about that? But okay, fine. So Lamaisa is right. Isi ben Yehuda, right? He uses Etzel L'Sish Beruvo to teach me that you cannot break any type of bone, regardless of whether it has marrow inside of it. For Rabbanan, hai Yasu Oso my Avidilei. What do the Rabbanan use the pasuk of Yasu Oso for? They use that to teach me that you can't shech the Korban Pesach for a single person. Because as much as you can, we try and search for a second person. Because again, when you're shechting Korban Pesach for one person, that person might become unfit to bring the korban, and then you have a korban that's hung out to dry. So as much as we can, we try and include other people to lessen the chances of the korban becoming messed over. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Rabbanan. Kachol Chukas Pesach Yasu Oso. Do Pesach Sheni like all the laws of Pesach Rishon. Yachol Kishem Sharishon Aser Bal Yerba Imatzei Kach Sheni Aser Bal Yerba Imatzei. You might have thought that just like you can't have chametz the first Pesach, you also can't have chametz on Pesach Sheni. Tamalama. Therefore, the pasuk says Al Matzos Shemar Rum Yochluhu. Right? You have to eat it on matzah with matzah and mar. And again, as we pointed out, that's only stuff, only the mitzvahs that are shaykh to the Gufa Korban, not other mitzvahs. Ainli Ela Mitzvahs Aseh. That teaches me that, again, we're going to see a couple of types of mitzvahs. That tells me that we include all of the mitzvahs ase of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, right? Matzos Merochun Umrorim Yochluhu. You should eat matzah and marah. That's a mitzvah asay. So those are included in Pesach Sheni. Mitzvah Los Asay Minayin. How do you know that we also bring over all the surim of Korban Pesach, right? Like you can't bring it, like you can't leave it over, you can't bring a bone, etc. So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar Lo Yashir Menu Ad Boker. Right? Don't leave it over until morning. Right? That's also that we're bringing over that Isser, the Los Ases from Pesach Rishon all the way over to Pesach Sheni as well. And that's also part of the halacha of that Korban Pesach Sheni. The Eli Ela Mitzvah Los Ases Shiz Nitik La'aseh. But the problem with that example is that that example is rectifiable by burning it the next day. Right? Alav Nitik La'aseh is an Isser that is fixable by a mitzvah. So for example, stealing something is, you can fix it by returning the object. Right here, leaving it over to the next morning is rectifiable. You can fix it by burning it the next morning. There's a mitzvah to burn any korban that's left over. So, like I said, burning nosar, etc. So that only teaches me that we bring over a lav anita klase from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. What about mitzvah losas and gomer minayin? How do you know that even the regular losases we also are going to have by Pesach Sheni? It's a tumble over that before the pasuk says, right? Right, you shall not break a bone, right? So you see that the losases are included as well. Just like we specified all of those three different types of halachos, the mitzvahs asay, i.e. to eat masamar, the lav anita klase, the mitzvah to not to leave it over, and then if you leave it over, you burn it in the morning, velosase gomer, and the isser not to break a bone, right? So we have all those types of examples of halachos. So af kol mitzvahs asay, velosase shenita klase, velosase gomer, bechlaleh. Right, so that everything, those as a gomer, and all those things are included. Now we have inclusions and exclusions. Right, again, just to clarify, right, these two can teach me that again, you have mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs los asay, shanik nitak asay, and los asay, that we're going to include halachos, and we're also going to exclude some halachos, right, as we said before, that are not shayach to the actual guf hakorban. So Gemara is now going to go through the logic and say, why are we including this and excluding that, etc. So let's just stay with me. B'chwalah de matzos marurin, with the inclusion of matzah and mar, right, mitzvahs asay, my kamarabi, what is that including? Right? What are you giving me an example of? Are you giving me an example of mitzvahs asay? That's what the Gemara said, right? What are we including? What other halacha of a mitzvahs asay to do a performative mitzvah are we including to Pesach Sheni? So Gemara says, sliyesh. That you have to roast it, right? You can't cook it, you have to roast it. That's true as well. That's a mitzvahs asay. And a halacha, performative halacha in Korban Pesach. Bifratea, maimi maitle, what are we excluding? Meaning a mitzvahs asay that's not relevant to the Korban Pesach that we're going to exclude by the examples that we gave in the pasuk. Hashmasa sa'ar, right? Getting rid of chametz. Right? We're not going to command you to get rid of your chametz on Pesach Sheni. So Korban says epochana. So why don't we switch it? Right? Where did you see? Right, to exclude the mitzvah of getting rid of chametz and include the mitzvah of roasting the Korban Pesach. Like I was going to say, by all these three cases, mitzvah degufei adif, right? It's better to include a mitzvah that's shayach to the actual Korban Pesach as opposed to something that's not related whatsoever. Okay, that was the example by mitzvahs asay. What about the example of mitzvah los asay shanita klasay? Again, an isser that is fixed by a mitzvah asay. If you violate the isser, you can fix it by doing a mitzvah. So bechlalad lo yashir minim boker. My kamarabi, right? What is the inclusion from don't leave it over until morning, right? A similar halacha that is rectifiable if you take it out. We're going to see in a second. If you do it, so the Gemara says, lo sotzi mimenu, don't take it out. Right? Don't take it out from the general area, right? B'bayis echad yechel, right? You have to eat it inside a single house in a single area. And if you take it out, right, you have to bring it back in. Right, that's exactly the halacha. So that's including. So the same thing by Pesach Sheni, that you have to leave it, you have to eat the Korban Pesach in the area where you're eating. You shouldn't take it out, and if you take it out, you bring it back in. It's a lav hanita klase. It's an isser that is fixed by an asay. Right, if you take it out, it's an isser, but if you bring it back and eat it there, so then that's the asay that fixes the lav. What is it excluding? Right, what example of a los asay nita klase is excluded from Pesach Sheni? Right? You can't have any chametz. If you find any chametz on Pesach, you gotta burn it. That's an isser of owning the chametz, but you can fix it if you burn it. So the Gemara says, epochana, so why don't we switch it? and say, you know, that you have to, we have Bayra Baymatze, we don't have the Isser of taking it outside of the eating area. So Gemara says again, Mitzvah de Gufei Yodif, it's better to include a Mitzvah that shines in the Korban Pesach and exclude something that is not relevant whatsoever. Finally, the last case, regular Lo Sase, plain old Lo Sase, Isser, the Isser. Becholeh, the Etzem Losish Beruvo, or Leish Beruvo, right? The inclusion of don't break a bone, right? Meaning of the Isser of Lo Sase, my Kamarbe, what's the inclusion here that we're going to say that also applies to Pesach Sheni? What Isser also applies to Pesach Sheni? Alto Chlumu Menina, right? Don't eat from it half roasted, right? Don't eat from it half raw. That's going to be an Isser. You can't do that on Pesach Sheni. What are we excluding? Which Lo Sase are we excluding from Pesach Sheni? Don't shecht the Korban Pesach when you have chametz. So Gemara says, Epechana, why don't we reverse it? Maybe you should not be able to shecht the Korban Pesach Sheni if you have chametz. So Gemara says again, it's the gufei. If it's better to include something that's shecht the guf of the Korban Pesach and not something that's totally not related whatsoever. Okay. Now, we said, Arishon Tan Halo Valachiloso. The first one, Pesach Rishon, requires challah when you're eating it. The second one does not, but both of them are shayach. We'll get to that in a second, I guess. Minah Hanimili, how do you know? How do you know this is true? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shum B'Nirul Tzadak, Amar Kol Pasuk says, Hashir Yelachem Kalil Hiskadesh Chag Laila Chag. Hiskadesh Chag. And the Gemara learns out, Laila HaMekudesh L'Chag Toan Halel, Laila She'in Mekudesh L'Chag Ain Toan Halel. Right, the night that is has a yantif, right, then you're going to require halel also, but not a night that is not a yantif, right? Obviously, Pesach Sheni is not a yantif, right? It's just a makeup day for Pesach Rishon. So therefore, we're not going to require you to say halel when you eat the Korban Pesach Sheni. Zevzeh Toan Halel Basi Yosin, but both of them have halel in the Beis HaMikdash when they're shechted, my time. Why? But Eid Bais Ema, so I can give you two possibilities. Either because Laila come in ma'id, yom lo come in ma'id, right? So we're excluding the night that's not a chag from halel, i.e. the night of Pesach Sheni when you're eating it, but we're not excluding the day, right? The day when you're shechting the Korban Pesach, that's not excluded, right? What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says clear is kaddish. So where do you get Laila from? That says not Khalil. It's Kalel Hiskadesh. I'm so sorry. Right, okay, that's vowels would have helped there. All right, Hashir Shiyelachem Kalel Hiskadesh. Like the night that is turned into Hiskadesh Chag, that is turned into a holiday, made holy into a holiday. Okay, so a night where either we're excluding the night from Halel and not the daytime, meaning you would sing Halel by the Shechting the Korban Pesach Sheni. Another answer, Efshir, just a logical resvara, Efshir Yisrael Shochtin is Pischeim and Otlens Lulavayim Vein Orim Halel. Right, how could it be that Am Yisrael are Shechting the Korban Pesach and taking their Lulav, not saying Halel? Right, it's a beautiful mitzvah, right? Rashi says, Kedkev and Ditvar Mitzvah, who tone Halel. Right, you're in the Beis HaMikdash, it's unbelievable, right? How could you not say Halel, right, when you're performing these mitzvahs? Again, the Gemara has similar kind of logic in the flipped in the other direction, right? When the Gemara asks why there's no halal by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so the Gemara wonders and says, like, how could you even entertain that possibility? Right? How can your world, could you even envision a halal and a praise, right? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, serious business. So here the Gemara says the other way, right? I mean, people are performing these exciting mitzvos, right? How could you not have halal, right? The only natural inclination is to have halal. Just parenthetically, right? We're here, like, we're holding here before, right, tomorrow's Tainis Esther. So why is no halal on Purim, if you ever noticed? So a bunch of answers, right? The Gemara says in Megillah, right? Either because Kriyas Hazui Hilula, that the Kriyas and Megillah is halal, so meaning the answer is yes, there is halal, it's just not the halal we're used to, right? It's the Kriyas and Megillah. Or the Gemara says because it's a mitzvah that happened in Chutzlar, a story that happened in Chutzlaritz, and therefore we don't say halal for that. Or Kati Avdi Achashverosh, they knew that the redemption wasn't complete because they were still under Achashverosh's rule at the time of Purim. Okay, just a quick by the way. Vayter. V'nechol in Tzli, right, it has to be roasted, and it's also Doche Shabbos. That was the end of the Mishnah. So, as it points out, Shabbos in Tumah lo, right? But apparently, you see, the Mishnah says Docha Shabbos is not Docha Tumah, and therefore Masnisa the local Rabbi Yehuda, and that's against Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. The Tanya Docha says Shabbos ain't Docha Tumah, right? Again, Bryce is like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Docha Tumah, that even Pesach Sheni is Docha Tumah. My time with Tanakama, what's the reason that we would say it's not Docha Tumah? So he would say, but Pesach Tumah Dechiyoso Yachzur Yasa B'Tumah. He's going to say, what? I don't understand. If you were pushed off, you couldn't do Pesach Rishon because you were Tumah. Now you're going to do Pesach Sheni when you're Tumah. Like, how does that work, right? You might as well just have done Pesach Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a Torah Chazra Alav La'azosis Patara. The Torah gave you another chance, an option, an opportunity to do a Patara, but Lo Zacha, he wasn't Zacha, therefore, right, Yasa Patuma, he should do a Patuma. Right, again, this is the last chance. You don't get to do Pesach Sheni every month, right? It's not like you keep on getting a makeup try. So, okay, we shot our shot. The guy ended up still being Tamei. So, okay, it's fine. So now you're done. This is the end of the line. So Rabbi Yehuda would say, you should still do it B'tumah. Tanur Rabbi Yehuda under the Reisa. Pesach Rishon Dochez a Shabbos. Pesach Sheni Dochez a Shabbos. Right? Both of them are Dochez a Shabbos. Pesach Rishon Dochez a Tumah. Pesach Sheni Dochez a Tumah. Right? Like the Tanakama. That both of them are Dochez. Sorry, like Rabbi Yehuda. That both of them are Dochez a Tumah. Pesach Rishon Ton Lina. The first Pesach requires Lina. And Pesach Sheni Ton Lina. Both of them are Ton Lina. Now, what is that? We think of Lina as the Isser and the problem of leaving a Korban overnight past its allotted time to be eaten. This is not what it's talking about, right? This is a din that the person after bringing the Korban Pesach, and Rashi and Tosfos talk about maybe other Korbanos. Okay, either way, but Lamaisa, there's a din that a person has to Lina, has to sleep over in Yerushalayim the next day. And you can't, there's no bringing the Korban Pesach and bailing and getting out of there and going home, right? You have to spend the day in Yerushalayim. Again, Mustama, right, on Pesach Rishon, there's Yontif, so you're really bound, you can't go that far. But, without running into serious Yontif issues. But Lamaisa, again, there's a mitzvah to stay and stick around in Yerushalayim. So too, by Pesach Sheni, to sleep overnight in the Holy City. Right? Again, theoretically, you could go, I don't know, just to the outskirts, right? But no, Lamaisa, the din is to be inside Yerushalayim proper. Dogza Toma, come on, who's that like? Again, as we said, that's Rabbi Shimon. That's like Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know why I said Rabbi Shimon. That's like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, Rabbi Yehuda Toma Lina, well, the problem is that Rabbi Yehuda does not require Lina, does not require that a person sleep over in Yerushalayim. V'atanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, minayin the Pesach Sheni, shein Toma Lina. How do you know Pesach Sheni? You don't need to stay in Yerushalayim after you bring the Pesach Sheni. Shenamah, the pasuk says, "Ufanisa b'bochur v'halachta lo lecha." Right, you get up and you go home to your tent. Uksiv, and it says right after that, "Sheishes yom tocha matzos." Right, 6 days you have to eat matzah. By the way, obviously it's 7 days you have to eat matzah, but that's 6 days that Chazal learned. Those 6 days, it's optional to eat matzah, but the first day it's a chiyuv. Right, the first night is a chiyuv mitzvah matzah. Mitzvah of matzah is only one day, and then the rest, the other 6 days is a rishos. Okay, either way, but the ma'isa hanechal l'shisha ton lina she'in nechal l'shisha ain't ton lina. But you only have the halacha of lina of sleeping over in Yerushalayim when you have a mitzvah of matzah for 6 days. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda does not require lina. So how can you tell me this brisa, right, who says that both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are Docha Tumah? Yeah, okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but he doesn't say that Pesach Sheni requires lina. So what's going on? It's going to say, Nechaname, Treitana, Ivali, with Rabbi Yehuda. Right, there are two, it's a machlokas between this brisa and that brisa in terms of what Rabbi Yehuda Shita is. Okay. New Mishnah now. Again, we had pointed out several times that often the Pesach Sheni can be the Korban Pesach can be brought b'tumah if you have the majority of Am Yisrael's tamei. So then, right, we brought the Pesach Rishon b'tumah. Right, we talked about the math sometimes when it's 50-50. Right, we had other discussions earlier in the Mesachta. Now the Mishnah just clarifies what kind of tumah are we talking about here. So as the Mishnah says, a Pesach Shabbat b'tumah. Right, if a Pesach is brought, and most of Am Yisrael is tamei. Right, and again we pointed out that's tumas meis. So lo yochlu menu zavin v'zavos nidos v'yoldos. So that does not include an ability for a zav or a zava or a nida or a yoledes to eat from the Korban Pesach. Right? We're not gonna. That's not a stipulation that we're gonna allow them to partake. But v'machlu p'tur mikaris. But if they did eat, so then they're p'tur from karis. Right? We know someone who's tamei who eats kachin. Right? It's chayv karis. But in this case, that halacha is dropped, and it would not be chayiv karis, as we'll see in a second. Rabbi Elazar, poter af al bias mikdash. Rabbi Elazar says, when you have a din where the Korban Pesach is brought b'tumah, it's even mutter for them to come into, well, it's not mutter, but they're not chayiv kares if they go into the Beis HaMikdash, right? We know it's also awesome for someone who's tamei to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So even that iser kares is waived, although, right, again, the lashon of putter, right, always implies putter of a lasser, meaning he's not going to be chayiv kares, but it's still awesome for them to go into the Beis HaMikdash, but they won't actually be chayiv kares. Okay, so let's see why this is true. Tana Rabbah with the Rabbah says, Zavin v'zavos nidos v'yodo she'achlu v'pesach shabbat v'tumah, right? All of these people, these types of people who ate the Korban Pesach that was brought when most of Am Yisrael were Tamei Meis, so Yachol Yehu Chayavin, you might have thought that there's still Chayav Kares for eating this Korban Pesach. But Tama Tama Lomer, therefore the Pasuk says, Kol Tahor Yochal Basar, everybody who's Tahor should eat the meat of the Korban Pesach, V'anevesh Hashem Yochal Basar, Mizevach Shashlim, V'mashem Hashem, V'tumah So Alav, V'nechrusan. If anybody eats, well, this is not actually by Korban Pesach, but this is anybody who eats Kachin, when he is Tamei, so then he gets Kares. So the Gemara, the Pasuk links those two together, and the Gemara learns out, Nechol l'tahorim chayavin alav mishum Tamei. V'en she'inu nechol l'tahorim, ein Tamei in chayavin alav mishum Tamei. When is it usher for someone who's Tamei, or when is someone going to get Kares? When is someone going to get v'nichrusa? Right? When they're Tamei and they eat from Kachim, that's when everybody else is eating that Korban b'tahara. But if Am Yisrael is eating that Korban b'tumah, so then the kares is not going to apply. Rabbi Lezer says, Yachol dochko zavin v'nichnesu la'azara v'pesach chabah v'tumah yachol yehi chayavin. You might have thought that if people, the zavin, push into, they add maybe perhaps mitzorayin also, but okay, if you would have thought that the zavin push into the azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, when you bring the Korban Pesach v'tumah, that there will be chayiv kares, Talmud Lomar, again, this is Shita in the Mishnah, therefore, the pasuk says, "Vayishalchu min amachaneh kol zaru v'chozav v'chol tamei al nefesh." You should send out from the camp, the amachaneh, right, Yisrael, anybody who's a mitzoras, anybody who's a zav, someone who's tamei. Bismash tamei mesim mishtalchen. When a tamei mes is kicked out of the amachaneh, zav and mitzora mishtalchen. Right, so too a zav and a mitzora. But ain't tamei mesim mishtalchen. If you tell me that people who are tamei mes are not kicked out of the azara, meaning you can come and bring, right, what do they do? And we're bringing a patuma. We're bringing the Korban Pesach Batumah. Everybody's in the Beis HaMikdash. They're Tamei Meis, but okay, but that's waived for the Pesach, for Pesach, the Korban Pesach. So if that's true, so then meaning ain't Tamei Meis and Mishtalchen, if they're not sent out of the Azara, so then ain't Zav Mitzorah Mishtalchen. So then the Zav Mitzorah are also not sent out of the camp. And again, if you remember the parallel, right, we had the Machaneh Shechina, you had the Machaneh Leviyah, and the Machaneh Yisrael. Right in the Midbar, right, Shechina was right by the Kodesh, right, the Mishkan, and the Machaneh Leviyah was surrounding that, and then the Machaneh Yisrael, right, all the other tribes camped around it. And the parallel in Yerushalayim is the Kodesh, that's and you know, the Heichal or whatever, the Har HaBayis, which is the Machaneh Leviyah, and then the rest of Yerushalayim, which is the Machaneh Yisrael. So therefore, Boi Rav Yosef, Yosef asked the following question: Dachu Tumei Mesim V'Nichnusu LaHeichal BePesach HaBa B'Tumah Ma'u. Let's say the people who were Tamei Mesim and they went into the Heichal. The Heichal is the Kodesh, right, where they had the menorah, the shulchan, etc., etc. Right, that's the, if you have, we're doing Mishkan, right? These parshios is the Mishkan. So the Kodesh, right, is, for intents and purposes, where they had all those kalim, right? That's the equivalent of the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash. So if, let's say again, now if you're Tamei Mesim that are allowed to bring the Pesach Sheni, they can go to the Azara, they can go and Shecht. The Pesach Sheni, Pesach. Why did I say Pesach Sheni? Pesach Rishon, right? If they're doing the Pesach Rishon B'toma, they can go into the Beis HaMikdash, but they can't go to the Heichal. Let's say they pushed into the Heichal. Mahu, what's the din? Right? I mean, the Ishtri Tuma Sazara, Ishtri Namatumas Heichal. If we're saying that the Tuma, right? It's the Tuma, the Isra to go into the Heichal, into the Azara when your Tame has been waived. So too the Isra to go into the Heichal has been waived. Odama, or maybe not. Maybe those are two different places. My Ishtri, Ishtri, my low Ishtri, low Ishtri. That we're not necessarily going to allow them to come into the Heichal just because they're allowed to come into the Azara. So Rava says, Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, Vishalchu min ha-machaneh, right? You shall send them out from the Machaneh. Afilu miktas Machaneh. You can even send them out from part of the Machaneh. And meaning implying that yes, right? Rashi says Alpha Pisha in Mishtalkan Mikola Machana Shina and Shari Mutar Bazara to Mesim Pesach Babatum Mishtalkan Meheka Miktas Minaheka. Right, they're still sent out of some parts of the Machana, meaning no, they should not go into the Kodesh and the Heichal, even though they are allowed into the Azara. Igidamri, some people learn the opposite, that no, they are allowed into the Heichal. Right, the Amar Rava, Krovai Shalchu Min HaMachaneh, right, they have to be sent out of the Machaneh, El Mechuz LaMachaneh Teshalachum, you have to send them out to out of the Machaneh. Kalachet the Karina Bey, El Mechuz LaMachaneh Teshalachum, Karina Bey, Vishalchum Min HaMachaneh. Right, only if they have to leave all three camps are they not allowed inside the Heichal and the Kodesh. But if they're allowed inside, let's say, the Azara, so therefore they are also allowed into the Heichal and into the Kodesh, right? Again, into that area. So, okay, right, two ways of understanding what Rava said and how he darshan that pasuk as to whether someone who's Tameh. Obviously, now we're talking about Kohanim, we're not talking about Yisraelim. Yisraelim were never allowed into the Kodesh. Okay, fine, very good. It's a Shem. We will go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Very exciting. And Tanis Esther to learn the Halakha Teve. Looking forward. It's a Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on where we're listening to this.